Apollo 16, Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, we've got a few more questions on that paint shredding. When you have a break, if you'll give us a call, we'll send them up to you.
Okay, Tony, go ahead.
Okay, last night during the TV show, the lighting wasn't ideal. Maybe you have observed something that we couldn't see in the tapes here. Okay, that panel behind the docking target, was it completely covered with the shredded material? There's an access panel right in the middle of that of the overall panel there. And we're curious to know whether it's just on the access panel or the whole panel.
Okay, Tony, it's on the whole panel.
Okay, how about any other panels around? It looked like on TV there might be some on that panel just to the right. And do you have any words on any other panels?
Okay, it's on that whole section there, Tony. There's two triangular panels, one on each side of this rectangular pattern, which is right below the docking target. That whole section that is parallel to the plus X, below the docking target, the two triangular panels and the rectangular panel all are shredded.
Okay, we copy that.
And Tony.
Say again. Was there any gold Mylar Kapton visible on the panel behind the docking target?
Negative. It's apparently just a black surface now. Most of the white-looking paint or whatever it is most all gone now. There's just I'd say maybe 10% of the surface is now covered with this shredded white stuff.
Roger. The origin of that question was there was some question whether the panel may not have come off entirely, and underneath that is some of that Mylar stuff.
Well, the panel's still on. In fact, you can't even see the Mylar. Below it is a black surface that looks much like the top of the acid propellant tank.
Okay, and I guess you mentioned last night there was some streaming of the paint that was coming off. Was there a preferred direction, and what was it?
Yeah, radially, from us, it was radial to the X-axis. Almost right out over the after module, out to Y-axis.
Was it independent of your jet fairings?
Oh, when Ken fired the jets, it really blew it off then.
Uh-huh, in the same direction?
No, I made it go the other way, down towards the legs of the lamp.
Okay, without the RCS then, it was almost at right angles to the panel, and otherwise it was going down towards the legs.
Yeah. And it looks like John said right now, Tony, as we come around into the sun, there's some particles coming out off now, more towards quad 2, and it looks like it's on the underside of this panel that we cannot see. We cannot see it, but it's between quad 2 and the APS propellant module. Correction, the APS propellant tank.
Okay, we're looking at the drawing here and see where you mean.
Say again?
Roger, we copy that, Charlie. What we're searching for on this direction of flow is if you think there's any anything in the area that might cause it to stream out, like a leaky tank or anything of that sort, or whether it just seems to be almost random.
Say again, Tony, you cut out after what we're searching for.
Okay, what we're searching for here is just, we don't think there's any leak over there, anything of that sort, but if there is a preferred direction of flow, we're looking for any indication of what it might be so we know where the flow is coming from.
Tony, please, you weren't uplinking, and we missed all after what we were searching for.
Okay, stand by a second, Charlie. I'll be back with you in a minute. Okay, Charlie Houston, how you copy now?
Sure, bye-bye.
Okay, we were just searching around here a little bit. Far out possibility might be that we had a small leak in there or something, and it was causing the peeled paint to flow off in a particular direction, and we were just wondering if you had any indication that that might be the case or whether it's just flying off at right angles.
Well, when we first saw it, that was our opinion also, but now that most of it's gone, it's sort of just coming off in different directions, over.
Okay, we copy that.
And Tony, the stuff that is really not white, it's more of a, now it's more of a gold-looking color, sandy color now.
Okay. That's the threaded stuff you're talking about?
That's affirmative.
Right. Thermal people aren't upset about this at all. They don't think it'll give us any constraint. Evidently, that surface was only on there for the very high sun case.
Okay. Well, the panel is intact underneath that paint job, whatever it was. The panel apparently is intact.
Okay. Okay, Charlie, I guess that's a whole set of questions here. Everybody's very happy with what we're hearing.
Tony, that panel that threaded, the ones we were telling you about, have some more pronounced wrinkle ridges in them than any of the other panels.
Okay, we copy that, Charlie. We'll find out what that means.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 28 hours, 36 minutes ground elapsed time. We presently show Apollo 16 at 113,903 nautical miles away from the Earth and traveling at a speed of 4,703 feet per second. The exchange that you heard between Charlie Duke, the lunar module pilot aboard Apollo 16, and Capcom Tony England dealt, of course, with the particles that were sighted first yesterday evening. The Grumman thermal people who operate in one of the staff support rooms here have identified it as not being a problem, and here in Mission Control, we're attempting to acquire a more precise explanation for the behavior of these paint particles. We're at 28 hours, 37 minutes ground elapsed time, and this is Apollo Control, Houston.